Hello, Internet. This is you and Spence calling. The first Super Saturday's over. We've got more songs heading to Eurovision. And this is your unofficial podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome, I'm Ewan Spence, and this is Eurovision Insights News Podcast. Every week, giving you the roundup of all the fun and games that is happening in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. First of all, my apologies for the omission last week. It stayed on the cutting room floor. Last week, Slovakia were still in the Eurovision Song Contest. This week, I am pleased to report that Slovakia is still in the Eurovision Song Contest. There we go. I didn't plan on that being a running opening line, but there we go. Still got all 43 countries in. We've now got 12 songs performance combinations that have worked through that are heading to Dusseldorf for May 10th, 12th and the 14th, two semi-finals. And the final, obviously, we've got more that have got through from the semi-finals of all their national heats. We'll go through those. We'll go through the people who are now definitely going and representing their country. We'll go through some tweaks in the rules, bit of music, what's happening this weekend, all of that coming up now. But let's just do a slight tweak first of all, which is the Albanian entry. Aurelia Gates will be singing Kenga Emi, which is selected back in December 2010. She will be singing that in English, which is going to make the recording of the first jukebox jury of the 2011 songs quite interesting, because we've already recorded it with the Albanian version. Might need to do some quick work there with the editing scissors. Maybe find the remnants of Slovakia's mentioned from last week there on the show as well. Right then, on with the fun, and let's find out who's been selected to go into Eurovision for their country for 2011. Okay, working backwards chronologically, Poland selected Modlin Tool. 44% of the public vote went to Jestem. Translated, the song means I am. And interestingly, after what some people thought was an interesting weekend, there weren't any clear favourites in the weekend where everybody went, oh, that's such a great song. Apart from this one, it was just kind of like, you know, Monday evening, everybody just went, Poland chose right. It's great. I mean, it's one of the few songs I've seen of a consensus out of the weekend. Now, let's be fair. You don't need consensus in the fans to win Eurovision. I mean, that much is obvious from Lordi. What you need is lots of 8s, 10s and 12s from around Europe, from the general public. That's where it gets more interesting, and that's what makes it so much fun to spot. Let's go back through and look at some of those iffy ones, as it were. Belgium was quite low on the list. Everybody kind of going, yeah, Belgium's going to stay in the semi-finals. The a cappella song With Love Baby, which will be sung or performed or spoken or however by Witloof Bay, got through on Sunday. Finland, for all the promotion of the rock numbers, ex-singers of Lordi and Stella, who looked a bit like the Mighty Boosh, in actual fact, it was the cute boy with the guitar that got through. Paradise Oscar will be singing Da Da Dum, the most songy of songs out of the Finnish final. It's like, you know, have they chosen art over getting out the semi-final? Because they're in semi-final one, which is a tough gig to ask. We will find out. Technically, they've got the same chance as everybody else, but there's a lot going on. And certainly here at Eurovision, it's like we think that semi-final one is harder to get out of than semi-final two for the countries that are kind of on the bubble. Iceland. Iceland semi-finals one as well. Now, this is interesting. Johanna didn't get even top two. Neither did Arna. Second place went to Magni, but first place went to Sjorn's friends and Afrahaim. Now, this is the song, of course, that was written by Sjorn Brink, who unfortunately died tragically a couple of weeks before the Icelandic final. His friends have come up to the song. It's a great big sort of Oompa New Orleans jazz number. Think of the opening music from Live and Let Die in James Bond, and you'll be close there. It's a nice song. Did Iceland vote for it for sentimental reasons, or because it actually is a good song and they think it can do well? Nobody knows. It will be interesting to see not only how this performs in Düsseldorf, but how the Icelandic press will actually promote the song. Are they going to promote the song? Are they going to go with the mawkish backstory? All of that is up in the air. Stella Mwangi is going to be the first person to take Swahili into the lyrics at the Eurovision Song Contest. She'll be singing The Little Things, translated as Habba Habba, for Norway. Now, lots of people love this song. Lots of people hate this song. It is one of those Marmite numbers. We've got an interview with Stella up online back with the video podcast. Our judge David Elder was actually in the audience for the Melody Grand Prix final. So have a look at that. It's a lovely person, great song. it's very, it's almost like what the French sent to Eurovision last year, but that was the French. This is Norway. This is slightly different. And let's be honest, this is a female singing it, which tends to get a couple more votes. How Norway is going to do, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be in the running. It's a good song. And we'll watch that one. All right, Glenn Vella. After being trying for a while, he's now getting to represent Malta. One Life is the song that he's going to be taking from there. Quite modern, quite poppy. It's kind of bland, though, in the middle. That's okay. We're going to be judging all of these songs, as we mentioned, at Jukebox 3 2011. We'll be taking 8 episodes from the middle of March through to the start of May, and we will look at every single Eurovision song that's being sent this year with myself and the judges going on there. So we will dissect these in much more detail as we get closer to the time. And then we move to Ireland. Yes, Jedward got through. Now, you want Bad Blood, RTE, Artists, Jedward, Louis Walsh, all of that. Huge news of, you know, coming right out in the press and saying RTE were running a dirty tricks campaign against the band Jedward. Jedward going, oh, it's terrible. Jedward's management's going, it's terrible. But at the same time, these are two young boys who come up from the talent contest, as so many of the Eurovision entrants do, from the Western European countries. And while everybody else went into the green room after the show, John and Edward, Jedward comes together, went out and just sat with the fans in the audiences, in the queue, signing autographs, saying hi. You know, this is a tough one. You know, if it wasn't Jedward, I think the UK press is going, well, it's not a bad Eurovision song. But there's something about that in the press. How mainstream Europe will do, because they've not really been exposed to this band before. They're just going to see two twins with great big boof hairdos, really pushing the PR, being happy and cheerful, and, you know, singing at about the same level, let's be honest here, Stella Mwangi. That's going to be interesting. Ireland is in the second semi-final. Much more chance of that getting out, to be honest. Finally, Dermot, if that was you in the audience that got told off, you're going on the naughty step in Dusseldorf. Simple as that. You just don't do that in the audience. Once the vote's been done, that's what the vote is done. You just take it. Of course, you can go very loudly and go, oh, it's terrible, afterwards, but not in their faces. Well, right then, national final winners, because there were semi-finals and quarter-finals and whatever Azerbaijan were doing going on as well. Azerbaijan were going to have semi-finals, and they did, then they didn't. They're not going to have the semi-final from 10 to 5, then semi-final from 5 to 3, then they didn't do that. They're going to have a final from 5 to 1. In fact, they went from 5 to 2. So they're now going to have two of the singers. Eldar Kwasimov and Nigar Kamal will be singing together. They haven't yet decided on the song yet. They did an open audition for that, and we do, of course, have that one song from Australia that's attempting to get through from there. Right then, Estonia had their first semi-final from Eesti Laul. Victoria, Outlouds, Norku, Jakass and Geetra Nanji are all through from that. We'll hear more from Geetra, I think, shortly. Sweden had the next round of Melody Festival. No surprise, Sanna Nielsen got through there. Broly as well. Those go straight into the final. Loreen and Monica go through to Sweden's second chance. Latvia, it's been iffy, but in the end, Loris Reinkis topped that semi-final, and Music and the Secrets will be joining him from the public vote. Trina Sparks and Oskana Lepsk go through in a jury vote to Latvia's final. Croatia carried on with Dora, Jack Hudek, Hadira Kinza, and Zyga are through to their final. Evelyn Sazenko, Vig Roses, and Liepa are through for Lithuania. And from Spain, we have Lucia Perez from the public vote, and Melissa and Ariane from the jury vote. Got all that? Good. A lot of names there. If you had a favourite in there, hope you spotted them. Okay, national final news as well. United Kingdom song will debut on March the 11th. In the meantime, Blue, who've already been chosen by the BBC independently, have been going out doing the PR circuits. Appeared in the Maltese final, ahead for the Greece final as well. Not singing the new song, singing their old songs. It's almost like they're trying to establish Blue as the band before they actually establish the song as well. And if the record company are paying the PR money and not the BBC licence fee, fair enough. Cyprus, the song has already been named. It's San Angelo Sagapiza. The singer's already been named. It's Christos Milordos. And we will be hearing all of them put together on Monday, February the 21st. Armenia have pushed her final back 1 week. Emmy's going to be singing now in the next super weekend, as it were, which is Saturday the 26th of February. There's like about another 7 or 8 finals going down on that night as well. It's going to be very, very busy. Georgia, 2 people have withdrawn, so there's only going to have 8 songs in their final. That is happening this weekend. Snippets abound for songs that are going into the quarterfinals, semifinals, and national finals. 30-second clip sneaks out onto Amazon, full downloads, streaming downloads, things from YouTube, just all around. I mean, if you are a Eurovision fan at this time, just put in Eurovision and the country name of 2011 into YouTube, and you're going to find buckets of these songs. Well, as I said, we've been picking up some of our favourites every week, just to give you a little flavour of what you might or might not hear. We've already had songs that are following Johanna last week, for example. Not going to hear that in Dusseldorf now. Certainly not on stage. Might sneak it into Euro Club. But seriously, whoever thought that getting Dan International back for Israel, good idea, well done. Handing the transsexual a song called Ding Dong. I mean, short of being Leslie Phillips returning to the British cinema screens, I mean, that's almost as good as sending a Greek song with the title It All Sounds Greek to Me, which actually is happening. Sometimes you find humour wherever you look. There you go. Anyway, back to Estonia, as I said at the top there. Every year, there are songs that sound like songs that did well the previous year. Tom Dyson, Me, My Guitar from last year's influenced Finland quite heavily by the looks of it. Kiira Jani and Rockefeller Street, which is through to the Estonian SD Love final. Wonderful contemporary sound. It doesn't sound that Estonian, to be honest. It does sound like something you'd hear in the charts, hear in the streets going around. But really, Estonia's last couple of years have been firing on all cylinders, sending great songs, modern-sounding songs, and we hear at Eurovision, it's like, we love Malcolm Lincoln. It's just a shame nobody else did when they were voting. And this just continues a wonderful trend. Whether this wins or not, Estonia's a tough one to call. Most of them are, but Estonia's almost as tough as Iceland was to call this year. But I'm listening to this one. This is just one of the songs that could be going to Eurovision this year. It's Rockefeller Street from Estonia and Kiira Jani.
Down the Rockefeller Street.
Estonia's Kirojani there and Rockefeller Street through to the final of Estelaut. Their second semi-final is happening this weekend. And then, of course, Saturday the 26th, it's Super Saturday Mark II. We're going to have the Richard Donner version, though, so relax now. Right then, what do we got coming forward this week? Well, we're going to hear four more entries. Four countries will be presenting their song that they're sending to Eurovision, but only three of them will be confirmed. Let me explain in a second. This Friday, the 18th, two national finals. Germany will be selecting either from three songs from side A of Lena's second album or three songs from side B of Lena's second album for Lena to sing at Dusseldorf this year for Germany. Spain will also call to a close their mammoth labyrinthine national final process. I'm obviously trying to emulate Ukraine and Azerbaijan, not doing very well because it's just about followable. This Saturday the 19th, we have the third semi-final from both Lithuania and Sweden. Croatia have their fifth semi-final for Dora. Estonia have their second semi-final, as I said there. Latvia have their second chance round in preparation for next week's national final. And Georgia have their national final. It's also the Sanremo Music Festival in Italy, who've already said that one of the songs at Sanremo will be selected to sing for Italy at Eurovision, but not necessarily the winner. They'll choose the one that that Italy thinks will best represent their chances as they actually take it to the stage at the Esprit Arena in Germany. And of course, all of that, you've got Ultimate Jukebox Jury on the podcast on Friday, where we take another four songs that have won Eurovision in the past and try and work out if they are the ultimate song or not in our continuing quest to go on. It only remains for me to remind you that, of course, we've got stuff coming up on the website all the way through www.escinsight.com. You can join us on Facebook and on Twitter, and we'll be back here next week on Tuesday with all the news, all the qualifiers, all the national final winners, and everything that makes Eurovision a wonderful contest that it is. For now, there's only one thing left to do.